The astronauts at SpaceFest 4 represented several generations of the space program, from people who walked on the moon or went on preparatory missions to those who flew more recently on space shuttle missions. They gathered in Tucson for a space event after the first commercial flight to the International Space Station successfully returned. The Dragon spacecraft was developed by a company called SpaceX, along with NASA. It was designed to carry crew, but on its first flight took only cargo. The event marks a change in the American space industry, NASA partnering with the private sector in a different way. While astronauts at Tucson Space Fest say it's a significant moment in space history, they also express disappointment with the state of space exploration. Gene Cernan was the last man to walk on the moon in 1972.
40, 50 years ago, the headlines of the newspaper says, Americans land on the moon. Here we are half a century later, headlines in the newspaper say, we delivered clean laundry to the space station.
Mike Mullane was a space shuttle astronaut, completing three missions on Discovery and Atlantis before he retired in 1990. He says his thinking has evolved on the topic of commercial space flight.
Initially, I was a critic of it, but given how efficient they have been, like SpaceX has been at developing that rocket and the capsule and the success they've had, I'm warming up to the idea.
But Mullane and Cernan express similar concerns about what's next for the American space program.
The thing that I don't like is there's no next great plan. I mean, what we're developing right now is technology we had back in the 60s. We're putting a capsule in space that can parachute back into the water.
To rev up space exploration, Cernan says the industry needs a specific goal, like when President John F. Kennedy challenged NASA to put a man on the moon.
I don't think we have any direction in the space program today. That's why I call it a mission to nowhere. We're building hardware and putting people in rooms and, quote, supposedly creating technology to do what and go where.
Cernan says that's not a step backward because the industry is still providing a challenge for science and creating new technology.
It inspires young people to dream and do things that they didn't think they were capable of doing. And it doesn't make any difference who's doing it.
Mullane has a personal story of being inspired by the unknown of space and the prospect of being one of a select group of people who've been there.
And I'm a classic example of that. As a child, I was a child of the space race. I was 12 years old when Sputnik was launched. And then NASA comes along and starts to launch those rockets, and I followed that religiously. There was no doubt in my mind I wanted to be an engineer. I wanted to be an astronaut someday.
But since the Apollo moon missions and the development of a reusable space shuttle that helped build the Hubble telescope and the International Space Station, Cernan wonders what's changed.
I was the last man to walk on the moon 40 years ago. We don't even have the capability to put an American on a piece of American hardware to get into low Earth orbit today.
And it's not about the money, Cernan says. By his calculation, people pay about one half of 1% of their taxes to the space program. He thinks, given a choice, say a special box on their tax return, people would opt to give more money to NASA. Both men, Apollo astronaut Gene Cernan and space shuttle astronaut Mike Mullane, say they would support programs to send people back to the moon. Mullane says NASA and all of the components that created it and led to its past successes are something to be proud of, even as he wonders about the space program's future.
It sends a very powerful message to the rest of the world. It is the definition of American exceptionalism. And now it's fading. It's a dimming jewel. We don't have it out there now to inspire the next generation.
The space program is credited with inventing a number of things that we now use in everyday life. While neither astronaut takes issue with the transition from NASA-led missions to a collaboration of NASA and private sector missions, they both wonder what's next and pine for a new phase of space exploration and what it will bring to science and society. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.